This is a reply to a boo by Braille Snail regarding the lack of a way of making text comments or reading text comments on boos within the Audio Boo app. This is something that's annoyed me as well, and I had actually been thinking about it over the past few days myself. I do have a desktop PC and I do use it quite regularly, so it wouldn't be a particularly big hassle for me to go on the website or anything like that, and I don't have any problems sort of trying to access it, or I don't use a screen reader, I use a screen magnification program, and so it didn't really slow down my browsing that much. So I'd be quite happy to go and comment on the website, but having got into the routine of listening to the audio boost through the app, and sort of using the app to sort of keep my place on the list of boos as to where I've got to, sort of going through them in chronological order, having the last one that I listened to highlighted in pink, sort of encouraged me to continue to go back to the iPad to listen to boos, and also means I can listen to them while I'm doing other things around the house, such as like hanging some laundry out or something. So, yeah, I hear boos, and sometimes, you know, I want to make a reply in audio, but there are times when I think that a reply might be better in text. Maybe it's just a very quick comment that I don't feel is worth making an audio boo about. Or perhaps I want to sort of add something that will remain in sort of where the other people who view the original boo that I'm replying to will be able to see the comment attached to that boo, because perhaps they won't necessarily follow me and hear my reply. So I'd rather leave my comment sort of attached to the original boo by commenting on it via text. So I kind of thought, oh yeah, I better go and make a comment on that boo. And then just not really got round to it. You know, because then once I've listened to the boo on the app, I don't particularly want to then have to go to the website to make the comment. If I was listening on the website in the first place, I'd just comment. But if I'm using the app to listen, it'd be much, much easier to just comment via text through the app as well.